Thousands of Texas voters had their mail-in ballots rejected in this month's primary. An Associated Press analysis out today put the number at nearly 23,000 across the vast majority of Texas. The rejections followed the state's new Republican-backed voting law. That law created new ID requirements that local election officials say tripped up many eligible voters. Ashley Lopez of member station KUT in Austin reports.
Chris Davis is the elections administrator in Williamson County, a historically Republican county north of Austin that's been turning blue in the past few years. During this last election, his office rejected more than 11% of returned mail ballots. This is a stark increase compared to most years when rejection rates are in the low single digits. He says it's easy to spot the culprit behind these high rates.
The most common reason in my county's case and talking to my colleagues in other counties was the lack of proper identification numbers or ID number issues with that ballot.
Under the new law, voters have to provide a partial social security number or driver's license number on their mail ballot application, as well as the return envelope. And the ID they provide has to match their registration record. Davis says this new requirement tripped up an unprecedented number of voters. He and his staff helped many of them fix their ballot in time, but
so many of those folks didn't have a chance either because there wasn't enough time, because they had given up. And we encountered some folks that had given up and said, forget it, I have too many other things going on in my life.
Besides some issues with matching ID numbers, there was a huge issue with voters flat out missing the ID portion of their ballot's return envelope. Madeline Sandifer, a voter in her 70s living in the Rio Grande Valley, was among those voters.
I put my ballot in the ballot envelope. I put the ballot envelope into the carrier envelope. And I looked for a place where I could write down my Texas driver's license. And I couldn't find it anywhere. I couldn't find a place anywhere.
Turns out that section was under the envelope flap. Eventually, she was able to submit some paperwork that allowed her ballot to be counted. But thousands of voters in Texas didn't fix their ballot in time.
These are more than enough votes to swing state and local elections. We are talking about a number of votes that is incredibly troubling.
That's Hani Mirza with the Texas Civil Rights Project. In Harris County, the state's most populous county, officials said they rejected a whopping 19% of the ballots they received, almost 7,000 ballots in total. During the primary election in 2018, the county had rejected only 135 mail ballots. Mirza says the high ballot rejection rates should raise questions about whether Texas's primary even counts as a Democratic election.
You cannot throw out that many ballots based on a technicality that was part of a very convoluted process and say that the election was Democratic.
Voting groups say those most affected by these changes were older and disabled people. Grace Shemaine with the League of Women Voters in Texas says the law made things difficult for people already used to voting a certain way.
It created havoc where you didn't have havoc before. People were used to voting by mail, and now it has become a hurdle.
Shemaine says her group is going to come up with some advice for state and local officials on how to better communicate new ID rules to voters. And the Texas Secretary of State's office says it's planning to step up voter education efforts ahead of the general election in November. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.